Hi, I'm Som Said from Sri Warisan Som Said Performing Arts Singapore. My involvement in dance, I think this last year it was 50 years. We celebrated 50 years of Som Said dance. You know, this is what we have here, 50 years of dance. And 1965, I was involved in a traditional Malay dance, and you know, during that time it was a very traditional oral history kind of teaching. The teacher is stand in front and we as the students just follow. There's no specification of footwork, leg, head or nothing, just teacher dance, we follow. So that's what I learned, how I learned. And there was, we consider it as in Malay dance in Singapore, there are five basic: Asli, Inang, Zapin, Ronggeng, Masri. And once I mastered it all, I embrace it, and now it become my treasure.
My name is Marina Yusof. I'm from Sri Warisan Som Said Performing Arts Limited, and I'm the creative director. Okay, and for Sri Warisan, this is Zapin Teluk Belanga dance. It's a very beautiful, significant dance, actually choreographed especially for Singapore, for the Malay dance in Singapore. And Zapin Teluk Belanga is also one of the repertoire which is very popular in Singapore in our Malay Art Society, where we present this Zapin Teluk Belanga all over the world for an international festival. And this dance was created back then in about 1998. 1999 for a special festival presented in Indonesia. So basically, Zapin Teluk Belanga is one of the most prestigious item for us Sri Warisan to actually explore and to introduce to the world that this is Zapin from Singapore. So how do I document it? I document it in my memories. And what I do to preserve, to promote and to create, so we conduct classes for children, for youth and of course for working adult too. But after some time, I realized, you know, while we are preserving the traditional art form, but we need to use the modern technology. We need to document it, we need to video it, photograph it and all that. Because memory, once I'm getting older, you know, I will forget. So I pass it down to my young generation. So in 1997, I set up this little home, Sri Warisan Performing Arts. Sri means glow, Warisan means heritage. And why I set up this professional group? Because Malay dance was never a serious thing. It was never a working or what you call it, a career. It was always a hobby base. So when we set up Sri Warisan in 1997, we send dancers or instructors to school to teach and to embrace them, for them to understand our culture. And it was so overwhelming that we get a shock, you know. Instead of we want to create platform for performers, career in dance and music, we created instructors instead. And it was so wonderful that now I think we reach out to most of the school, primary school, secondary school and even tertiary. And it is a good platform for them to understand our rich cultural heritage through performing arts. I have two tagline, Malay dance or dance develop grace and discipline and promote character building. And now I use a wonderful words that performing arts, or we, all the performing artists, nurture the seeds of wisdom. And what are we talking about? What wisdom are we talking about? The respect, the care, share and love through performing arts. So this is our objective. And now that I am so-called semi-retiring, and the young team are doing all the, you know, running around, do the groundwork. But what I want to do now, I want to write. So I want to write, I want to document my memory through writing. And so this is what I do. And it's very personal experience. And along the way, who I met, how wonderful people I met along the way through performing arts, this is what I want to share in my book. And talking about Sri Warisan, we are 19 years now. And it's not just about education, arts education in school, but we also travel abroad, and we want to tell people out there who we are, what we do. And that's why now we have also the component of traveling, and we not only just for festival, it's about MOU, is about understanding each other culture, is about exchanging program. And these are the things that I think what the world need lah. The performing arts is connect people around the world.